It's the Rundown Monday. It's brought to you by Yahoo Fantasy Football. Football's back. That means fantasy football is back. That means making money and drafting and creating your teams. All of it's back. Fantasy
culture
is here.
Don't quarterback first round.
Don't do it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's your go-to. That's your big fantasy football. Like that. I've been getting all the emails. Like our leagues back up. I don't even remember how many leagues I'm in. All of a sudden, fucking emails left and right.
Are you a big fantasy guy?
No, but I'm in all these leagues. I'm not a say no guy.
So yeah, I feel that. I'm in like
four leagues and I've never made the playoffs.
Well, the good thing is Yahoo makes it as simple as possible. They got a new app, so you don't have to worry about doing it on your desktop. You can do it right on your phone on the go. It's the only app where you can manage your season. Your daily fantasy and your season-long fantasy all in the same place. You go to yahoo.com/fantasyfootball. You can make a league with your friends. You can create your own league. You can join public leagues. Whatever you want, it makes it as simple and as streamlined as possible. It's free and it's easy. Those are the two things.
They make guys like me feel like, at least I feel like I'm bridging the gap.
There you go.
I got all this info.
Right.
Make it easy. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Feidelberg will be busy not drafting quarterbacks in the first round. Yeah. You're good to go. Go to yahoo.com/fantasyfootball. Get back into it. We start with the NFL preseason this weekend. I know it's preseason.
Not going well.
No, it's not going well. I know it's preseason. I know this is kind of where you're working out the kinks, where you're trying to establish new rules and a new precedent and whatnot, what to expect for the season. And so I know when the regular season starts, I would hope things kind of return to normal. That all being said, this weekend was fucking ridiculous. The flags that were being thrown for illegal hits were crazy.
This new trend where you just can't tackle a quarterback in football? what is that?
It was bad enough before, and everyone always called it the Brady rule. False, it was the Carson Palmer rule. But it was bad. People complained about it enough then when, like, a stray finger hits a face mask, and it's like, nope, 15 yards. This now is just a straight up clean tackle. Like, I don't know who made the tackle in the Vikings one.
They weren't even that. They were, like, kind of like, they like slowed down. They were sloppy tackles almost in a way. It was like, slowed down, hit him upright, just kind of fell. They weren't even like good hits at all, and they were getting.
There was that one on Thursday night with Blackman against the Eagles, and it was a textbook tackle. Mm-hmm. Where it was like shuffled the feet, squared the shoulders, head down, hit him, and it was like, nope, that's a flag. What are you supposed to do?
A couple of my legit thought the guy like read bullet points as he's tackling, like this is exactly what I'm supposed to do. Did it, and then they're like, fuck.
I know that they're probably just trying to. Maybe this is just them saying we are not fucking around this year. Like, we're going to really hit them hard in the preseason so they get ready for it, and we'll kind of relax when week one is here.
Yeah, they always do that, right?
They do typically, yeah, but I think the public has lost trust in the NFL. Like, you don't believe that they might actually just be doing
calling
this.
That, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't have the faith in the league and the front office that they're going to realize the public hates this. I mean, Roger Goodell has slowly been just dismantling football for 5 years.
Well, the real shame of it all is, like, the pendulum is flying all over the place because in the beginning there's the people who are like, no, like, we want violence. This is a violent sport. Like, leave it alone. And it's like, come on, there needs to be some change. We don't need people like dying out there. But now that's been going on so steadily that it's like, wow, they really have taken it completely away.
Yeah, you know, I think
used
everyone
to kind of be on the other side. I used to be on almost like the officiating side. Like, come on, we got to change things a little bit. But they went so far with it this weekend.
Well,
there's no defending.
Also, it's like if once you change to a certain degree, if you just keep going, then there's only one place it can end where there's just like no fucking touching.
Right.
Which that can't happen. So clearly at some point you have to just say like, okay, they all sign up. They know what the implications are and all the dangers are and this is what they're doing.
Sign away your brain.
Wasn't even the big thing with the concussion stuff. The big thing wasn't that people were getting hurt. Like, players knew it was a collision sport. They were going to get hurt. What was happening is the doctors weren't treating them properly. The doctors were like colluding to get them back on the field. I remember there was a highlight of Terrell Davis where he gets knocked out cold. And in the booth, they're like, he's got to get some oxygen. And then they show him on the sidelines with an oxygen mask on. They're like, he'll be ready to go next year. He's like, he was just unconscious. Oxygen isn't what fixes that problem. Right? And like, that's a doctor needs to know better. That was the big problem.
His brain is injured.
Yeah, get back out there. You're fine. That was the issue. I think players largely suspected that they weren't doing something that was great for their body, but the doctors were lying to them and telling them, get back out there. You're fine. But that's totally different. It's getting good doctors in there versus not letting guys tackle each other. I mean, Richard Sherman said it himself. He's like, what are you supposed to do out there? You're going to be just two babies running into each other with your heads up. Because the ball carrier can't lower his head. Safety can't lower his head. You just got to run full speed
put
and
your
just
chin
slam
up.
Chest. How the fuck else? That's not how you tackle.
No, and that's where it's actually going to become like more dangerous, where it's like now you got guys trying to play the game away. They don't really ever do it. They're trying to cut their head up, and they're going to hurt themselves.
Right, when you play like 10 and you play scared, that's fucking
that's what everyone's doing. When you think you're dead,
exactly how you get hurt.
You have to just go on instinct. And if you take away, if you make instincts illegal,
because of problems,
it doesn't really work that way.
You want to go see the NFL this season? You want to go watch these the officials throw flags all day? Go to SeatGeek. Best place to get your tickets on the secondary market. Everything is available with guaranteed tickets, no fraud, and the best price possible because it's full transparency on all the buyers and sellers. You can get $10 off your first purchase when you use the promo code RUNDOWN. So you download the free app, go to settings, add a promo code RUNDOWN, $10 off.
If they don't change it, if they keep this rule as is, how long does football have left?
How long what?
How long does football have left?
Well, I mean,
as is, if this is
they
the rule,
they just can't call it like this
like
during
this.
Regular season. They just literally can't.
I can't answer that because
so you're saying less than a year.
I mean, I wouldn't. I'm so on the verge between having a shitty team. Well, at least there's a glimmer of hope for me now. And the way like the league has been run recently, it's already kind of been like, meh. People are souring on football. If this is like the product you're watching in game,
I don't watch anybody but the Patriots.
It's like there's really not much excitement to it.
Right.
Anyway, we got 2 Chainz wedding this weekend, which was quite the event.
Didn't have the late night video I was hoping for. I stayed in Friday night anyway. Did a lot of binging old Jack Ryan movies because I saw the new one with John Krasinski coming out.
You watch Patriot games.
I watch all 5.
All of them.
I watch, yeah.
Patriot Games fire.
Patriot Games easily the best. 2 is Red October. 3 is Clear and Present Danger. 4
Red October's been on a lot. It's a great movie.
5. They're all good though. But nonetheless, they just have to get distracted. I was hoping for a lot of late night like party crazy videos. There was nothing.
Well, I mean, maybe it was not videos for it. I'm sure that was going
on.
Sure. You don't go to 2 Chainz wedding with Lil Wayne and
yeah, it's just
Kanye
a shame that we want to see those videos. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a bummer that they're
no,
there.
That needs to be made public. I mean, Kanye wearing the Yeezy slides, which you pointed out were about 3 sizes too small on top of
they're halfway down his foot. It's crazy.
I mean, he basically
he's
wore
artist,
shoes.
Guys, okay? Yeah. He's an artist. This is you can just rock whatever the that, fuck.
I mean, no, the outfit looked awesome. He looked fantastic, Kanye. He was a goddamn.
He can literally do anything, and you will suck his dick over.
No, he looked great. I mean, you're right, but he looked great.
Why is that? Why can't you just?
I think
like,
he honestly. I think he looked. I genuinely think he looked cool last.
With the slides on.
The slides were a little ridiculous, I'll admit that.
Yeah, thanks.
But the rest of it up top was awesome. The shirtless fucking suit, that was classic.
Yeah, what? Like the tan suit. I mean, he looked, he looked fantastic.
I actually wish it didn't have the Louis Vuitton imprints all over it. But if it was just like that suit, like double breasted, it wasn't even like really double breasted, but it was double breasted and no shirt under it. Come on.
You're like giddy.
That was fire.
You got a crush.
Did you like fucking hate it?
I was looking at the flip flops more than anything.
Right.
I was not really
the
looking
flip-flops,
at the rest of the ensemble.
I wouldn't wear flip flops with it, but
I
wouldn't
more,
wear it. He even had a fine looking chest. I think he got
he's shedding some pounds
or something.
Lil Wayne looked even more ridiculous to me.
I mean, like Lil Wayne looked like Lil Wayne.
He looks like
he doesn't look ridiculous.
That's
he looks
what he looks like.
He is like
he's bald
so
and like
tiny.
A motherfucker too. It's
the weirdest. Like he's got like the Costanza going, but with. Boy, the fucking long dreadlocks. I've never seen that. That's crazy, man. The whole look was unbelievable.
And Kim, I mean, Kim is, as annoying as Kim is, she's
hotter. That hot.
She's
I mean, she has been putting on a show recently. Bananas. Between the yellow dress the other day that matched the Lamborghini.
No, yellow hair.
Yellow hair, but she also had like the yellow dress recently.
That was the night where she tweeted out her Instagram. She changed the game. Flipped the whole game on her head. Tweeted out a picture of her with ice and a clear drink, and she's like, the gag is, it's just water, but no one's bugging me to get me a drink. So everyone's, because everyone thinks I'm lit. And I think she genuinely
she thought she invented drinking club soda and pretending it was vodka.
Yeah, like, it was
that's
a
the,
wild.
That's the
if you believe it, then good for you.
They are so, like, warped, they really think that they, like, she really believes that.
Here's the gag, I'm just drinking water. Fuck you
she
got
looks
me,
so fucking hot though recently. The picture that Kanye tweeted of her on the beach the other day, the pink G-string, just like
she brings it. She's been bringing it for fucking 15 years.
But she's had her down moments too. Like when I mean post pregnancy, she was like her body changes like overnight too.
Yeah.
Like sometimes she looks awful and then other times I'm like, you're the hottest chick I've ever seen in my life.
Whatever she's doing lately, it's working.
Probably going to doctors and probably paying for it.
That's
but
fine. That's
but cool. Anyway,
she's actually playing, she's on Reddit recently. She was cause she's those glasses that she's been wearing all the time, the kind of futuristic looking ones.
Wait, Kim was on Reddit?
I mean, no, she was like a picture of her.
Oh, I thought you were like, she was like doing
no,
like
no.
an AMA
she's
or
in there
some
in the
shit.
Shop.
Strolling around. Yeah.
Kim looks hot.
The,
it was her. She had the glasses on, but they're reflective glasses. And she was playing poker. So like you can just see your cards in her fucking
Well,
glasses.
Yeah. Listen, I don't right. expect Kim to be the poker shark out there.
Perfect.
Speaking of Kim mixing up in the Reddit, I saw the other day that Halle Berry, back in the day, used to go in AOL chat rooms.
Yeah.
So she could have normal conversations.
That is...
She wouldn't tell anyone it's Halle Berry.
Because she doesn't get to have normal conversations.
Yeah.
You don't have normal conversations in AOL chat rooms. It's a bunch of teenage boys trying to be a lesbian.
Yeah, like that's not the place to go for it.
That's where she thinks normal conversations yeah. are.
Like, she's so famous, she doesn't know that what a normal conversation even is right. to the point that she's like, yeah, well, I'll just talk about lesbian sex. That's what that's what the commoners do.
Age,
I mean,
sex, location, question mark? She's like, that's normal. That's
technically it was. I mean, that's what we were doing. That is what the people wanted. What the people seem to want this weekend, because it's fucking everywhere, is this nun. In Pittsburgh, was
so
it? The Pirates game threw out a first pitch. She was, I mean, she threw a strike. She did a little bop off the elbow and then threw a seed.
Saw it all, whatever.
You're down on this shit.
I'm so goddamn sick of Sister Joe. She was all over my timeline all day.
I mean, who's worse, her or Sister Jean?
Is she Sister Joe?
No, I don't know. I don't know their names.
Whatever. Like,
Sister
Jean
just can't be the same person.
No, I'm saying, who is the worst?
Oh, they're
more
both
like,
Chicago folks.
In your face, get the fuck off my timeline, Sister Nun.
I dug this. I mean, anytime you go up there.
Yeah, I mean, like, this one isn't her fault. Sister Jean kind of sought out.
Correct.
Yeah,
that was like a little spotlight. I don't know how deserved it is, all that. This was like, if you go up there and she's bopping it around, like you said, her fucking magic tricks of the ball, and then throws a perfect strike.
I mean, she threw a 12-6 hook.
That was
a serious pitch.
That's a pressure. Like, I don't care who you are. I don't care what sister you are, how in touch with God you are, or whatever. That takes balls to go up there.
Yeah. No, good for her. But, like everything else, the internet just ruins it.
Killed it in like 6 hours.
Yeah. However, the internet also gives us videos like we had with Rappaport. The Rappaport video is brought to you by MyBookie. You can make your first deposit right now. MyBookie will match it dollar for dollar. They will, whatever you put in, they'll double it. It's the 401k of online bookies. Go to mybookie.ag. Use the promo code RUNDOWN to activate the offer. So whatever you put up, they will double it for your initial offer. So make sure you make that first deposit count. Get as much as you can back from the MyBookie match. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. Rappaport was at the Big Three, and we had a stoolie in the crowd filming him.
Old Row guy.
What?
He worked for Old Row.
Oh, our Old Row guy. All right, so we had one of our guys on the inside. What did he say? What was his exact chirp?
Like, you didn't last at Barstool, you won't last here, or something along those lines.
Your book sucked, you won't last at Barstool, you're not going to last at the Big Three either.
Rap, you shit didn't fly at Barstool, baby. It's not gonna fly here either.
Oh,
you're
yeah?
a loser. Yeah, your book sucks. Your book sucks. You're a loser. Don't grab me. Don't grab me.
Oh, man. You mad, Rap? You mad?
And you could tell, you know, Rappaport was kind of like, thought the dude was gonna be cool with him. He's like, And he tries to throw a little rabbit punch, and then he runs to the cops.
Does he actually throw a punch, or was this
Well, he's grabbing the phone, whatever it was.
I thought it was just a flinch. I only watched the video once, so I don't want to speak too...
I feel like he was actually more grabbing for the phone than anything, to be honest. And then he runs and tells the cops he's being heckled. I mean, come on, Rappaport. Come on, I mean, listen, we put the whole Rappaport thing to bed, but, I mean, snitching to the cops?
Yeah, I will say, as a guy that takes a lot of heat, especially lately, that you can tell when people have fucking thin skin. He's got to be the thinnest skinned person in the fucking world.
Well, and also the thinnest skinned person to come from like a world of like, I talk shit, I bust balls,
exactly.
I'm a guy's guy.
That's like his whole brand. He shoots the shit. Every person that he encounters, he just rips on him. Like, if you're a fan of the opposing sports team, that's his gig. He fucking rips you to shreds and all of that, which is fine.
He does. Absolutely. Don't give him, you're giving him too much credit. He doesn't rip you to shreds. He just says, fuck you, you fucking idiot.
Okay.
Like,
you're right.
He says words, but he does, I don't know if he rips you to shreds.
His brain's version of ripping you to shreds, which is not real, but whatever. And then if you, like that, you have to be able to take it and dish it back.
And again,
the second anyone comes
at him. Harmless shit. Like, he didn't really get personal with it. Like, it's just like, you stink, is what he got, the guy said.
But it's the same deal.
They go to the cops.
And I get.
Everybody gets under his skin on Twitter, like, nonstop, too. Like, Smitty had the guy fucking, like, ready to, like, commit
suicide. When Smitty's got you doing mental gymnastics, that ain't good.
It's insane. What's wrong with that guy?
I understand, like, people who get affected by things that are yelled at them. Like, strangers, regular people. Like, if you're someone yells you in the street, it affects you.
Yeah,
and
if your
personal brand is the king of shit talk, the guy who can take it, the guy who can dish it,
You're a fucking clown, dude.
What do you think that security guard like said?
Every time he comes up, I fucking nailed this the day he came in.
Yeah.
I said, fuck that guy. I don't want him anywhere near me.
Yeah. No, you were early on the Rappaport hate train, that's for certain. I would have loved to hear what that like security guard or cop had said. Like, what was the response back?
What, right. A crowd of people were yelling at entertainers? Whatever should I do,
you,
Michael?
Man. Yeah.
At like a heckle, like there's a lot of heckling going on at this event.
It's dude, like the big three in particular, I imagine, is based on a lot of shit talk. Right. Former players and fucking
kind
of.
Steven Jackson.
Like, it's like street ball with former players. And then, yeah.
Did you see that clip, by the way?
No.
The reporter asking Steven Jackson, do you think Kobe could handle the big three?
Who's that?
Steven Jackson, like, he like literally stood up and started running around laughing. Like, do I think that Kobe Bryant could handle the big three? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he could.
Oh, okay. I thought like, you were gonna say no.
Yeah, no.
I was like, I disagree with Steven here.
No, he was very much like, one of the greatest players of all time could handle our 3-on-3 tournament. Yeah.
My question to y'all is this, go back to the Kobe thing. Do you think he can handle this league? Would it be more physical inside?
We're gonna say no. We're gonna say no to get him out of here. Okay. We're gonna say no to get him out of here. Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? When you come, this guy from Let's Get It Sports asked Steven Jackson, can Kobe Bryant play in the 3-on-3 and have handle the physicality?
Huh? I mean, the reason I'm asking is
that question was rhetorical. Okay? I can't spell rhetorical, but I know what it means. That question was rhetorical. Kobe can play in any league. Any league. Yeah. Right now, Kobe, listen. You listening? I'm slapping for you. Man, please come to this league. We need you.
Come on, man. Go ask.
Kobe is one of the greats, bro.
No, I'm just saying with the physical part of it, you know.
Yes, yeah, this is one of the best. This is one of the best scores of all time. You think he wasn't getting knocked down in the league? Yes, Kobe can. Yes, please come, Kobe. And yes, Kobe will be dominant just as he was in the league in this.
Right on.
I truly believe.
Last up, we got this awesome kick from the World of Wrestling, the NXT TakeOver. Our guy, Pat McAfee, his rival, Adam Cole, delivering one of the greatest super kicks I've ever seen in my life. This
is
guy.
Oh, super kick is a thing? I thought this was just, you were just describing this as a.
No. Like a it's capital kick. S. Like, the super kick is the Shawn Michaels, like, bow bow.
Okay.
And so he did it to this guy doing a swanton bomb backflip off the ropes. I mean, right to the fucking neck. I understand that wrestling's not real. I know it's scripted. I know they're not really punching each other in the face. That dude got fucking kicked in the neck while flipping through the air. That's
yeah, I mean,
awesome.
It's wrestling to a T for me. I'm with fights. I didn't even know if super kick was like a fucking thing.
Come
this
on,
guy,
guys. Come on.
This guy does this awesome like fucking backflip in the air off the rope, and then he just kicked.
I mean, and he just like, drops like a box of
and
rocks.
And he's just
like,
out. So
that you're feeling that the next morning.
I thought it was a pretty weak kick. I wasn't. I thought he kind of just like laid a foot out there, and the guy happened to bump into.
No, but he timed it.
You are the worst.
That's what.
You are.
Oh, the timing was.
Timing
impressive.
Is incredible.
I mean,
oh,
right?
Don't
you know, like, what does the guy got to do?
Don't get me wrong. Great timing.
Could
great
you imagine timing. Trying to time something?
No, I couldn't time it.
What does
like,
the guy got to do?
He kind of laid it out, and he just fell into his foot. I don't think it was really a kick. It was like a super leg extension.
Did you see it?
I saw it three times.
Super leg extension.
That's not what it was.
I'll pull it up again.
Pull it up. Watch it live. I mean, he literally.
Yeah, still got it.
Look at the way his neck ripples when he hits him.
Like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Like,
she changed his whole
really. Doesn't get right to the face. I took one of them. Doesn't feel
no,
right.
No. Yeah. Bob got super kicked early on in his career. Remember that?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
See, it changes his whole fall.
There's a little whiplash there. Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
No, he's already turning. He's already turning. It doesn't change his whole fall.
No, but what I'm saying is, it really like changes him.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
By the way, Trent watched this with me last night. Trent, I've said forever, is a wrestling fan. He just doesn't know it yet. He knows it now.
He's out?
He knows
He's
it.
He's out of the wrestling closet?
Oh, yeah.
I love
he knows.
It. I love it. All right, that's it for the rundown. Any after show? What do we got?
I mean, we haven't really spoken to this guy yet.
I mean, you guys, the drama unfolding is... I said it on Twitter. Like, I was on Whitney's side, then he wouldn't shut the fuck up. Now I'm kind of on your side. I just want you idiots. This is going to end in rough and rowdy before
it ends
in
fucking
golf.
Are you guys talking on the side? Or are you guys, like, I feel like there's a
pure
lot
animosity
here.
Yeah.
No, we're talking on the side.
Yeah, okay.
We text about, like, logistics, what course should we try to play and stuff.
Oh,
but, I mean,
okay,
it's
okay.
Also not...
No, but that's different.
The texts aren't like, hey, dude, no words.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean,
we're
you guys
just
actually,
like,
I feel
I'm not
like Whitney
fucking playing that
guts.
Course. You playing that course. Okay, blah, blah, blah. But Whit and I, people got to realize, too, like, Whit and I have played golf and ridden in the same cart together and stuff many times before. Like, I'm boys at Whitney.
Just yeah, but not anymore. But also, I feel like this is like this ends poorly.
You wrote a very mean blog.
Very mean. And then he wrote a very mean blog. I mean that was like all of Whitney's brain power for the year, like crammed into that blog. He told me his head was hurting after he wrote it.
Totally. And I mean, you know.
And then some would say I think you went pretty fucking dirty with it on your response.
You're thinking I'm the one that went dirty? Did you see what he wrote about it?
Well, I mean, he wrote like personal jabs at you. If you talk to young Henry, he'll claim that you just made up all the DMs. But even if you didn't, I mean, that's pretty...
I got lots of DMs I didn't even post yet. Look, that was not dirty, and you could tell Whit knew it because his response wasn't like, these are untrue. His response was like, well, if they deserve it.
Very telling. Yeah, very telling.
I put it right.
He said something very specific like that. Correct. Like, it was like, you clearly have a caddy in mind that you fucking ripped.
Which, again, I didn't make judgments.
You're just
reporting
the facts.
People are sending me information. I reported it. And look, we're always looking for very funny, talented bloggers here, and I was able to get one right on the website.
Yeah, that's quite the spin zone from Riggs here, that he is now drawing Whitney out to create content.
I agree.
He's a millionaire. He's got $30 million. He plays golf every day, and on Friday afternoon in the middle of the summer, he's fucking sitting on his kitchen counter blogging about Riggs from Barstool.
I'm just saying that.
It's a good spin zone. But that wasn't your goal going into it. Your goal was to play golf.
Nobody knows what my goal is.
the whole, like, well, I just got absolutely eviscerated by a Muppet on a blog, but hey, at least there was a new content for the website I work for.
Everybody knows I don't play in the NHL. I'm not a male fucking model, so he wrote all that in a blog. Good for him. I got him blogging. Podcast downloads are up. It's great. I'm going to start selling Whit t-shirts.
Whitney is a funny fucking dude.
He's a funny guy.
Have you gotten your strokes? Has that been settled yet?
So what we're doing is we're basically doing odds. My $3,000 against his $5,000.
Okay.
So no strokes.
No strokes. Straight.
Okay,
up.
I like
Which
that.
Which is fine.
I like
That's
that.
Fair.
I mean, I couldn't tell. You know, Riggs was crying for his strokes in the beginning to the point that I was like, now if you win, it doesn't matter. The talk is going to be about strokes. Mm-hmm. And then Whitney was nonstop complaining about giving you the strokes. So then I thought he was the asshole.
Look, there's a system for a reason. I said all of that. I'm totally cool with either odds or a couple strokes because that's how the system works. And anybody coming at me being like, well, when two pro golfers play against each other, they don't give each other strokes. If you go bet on two pro golfers playing head-to-head, there's fucking odds. Like, DJ would be like minus 170 against your average player. Like, that's how it works. Or there might be a spread. That's the other way you can do it.
I guess Whitney ran a better propaganda machine than you because I was thinking that the golf guys were against you. But then I texted one of my buddies who like played college golf, big golf guy, and he's like, Riggs better get those fucking strokes.
Yeah,
he was like
100%. I was like basically explaining the situation literally out loud on radio, and Riggs was like, that's why they invented the handicap system.
You guys
like,
are doing this
to
whole thing.
Address the exact issue you're talking about.
Everyone's doing this thing. Well, there's got to be a way.
Yeah,
it
feels
like a little bit better, but you want it to be a fair bet. I'm like,
that's why they do this.
That's the system.
Yeah.
That's been in
but
place.
But I think the overall
argument
is that they are close enough that a guy like Riggs would be like, fuck it, I don't even need the strokes.
If it was a little closer, I would, but it's three strokes, which again, in golf,
when
he keeps doing it too, like...
Riggs started breaking out the decimals. He's like, it's 1.8 to 5.2, okay?
Those are just the numbers. Numbers don't lie, Kevin. So, and that's the point.
He's testifying.
Like, and then he's coming out being like, he wants to complain over two shots. Like, two shots isn't big in golf. How is two shots not big? Two shots is huge. Well, that's a fucking $3,000 deal. I got to overcome two shots. It's hard. So
the money evens out. I think that's the right way to do it, by the way.
And it makes sense because he has way more money than I do. Yeah. So his 5K, at least it like makes him feel it a little bit more than my three. Now we got to get the logistics. We got to find a golf course that's suitable for Whitney. Because he texted me, said, I'll only play a top 100 golf course. We got to find a course that's a top 100 that will let us film, which is not going to be necessarily easy. We got to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, Dave has for sure swooped in and, you know, Daved this whole thing.
I text Dave and was like, can I, you know, assume that we're going to do this and start filming like prep stuff and get a swing coach and stuff, which I need. He was like, yep, do it.
You're going to get a swing coach?
The ultimate boondoggle.
I got to tweak my swing.
Maybe you need a new set of clubs.
Whit's got swing coaches.
I think maybe you should get some new sticks.
Well, we got a deal in the works to get some new clubs. Don't worry about
it. Okay. Maybe some new attire.
A new sponsor in the works there, Kevin. Don't worry. I know what's going on here.
The ultimate boondoggle.
Yeah. So we'll see. Logistics are.
The ultimate boondoggle is Ryan Whitney stealing $30 million from the Edmonton Oilers. And now you are continuing the boondoggle here on.
I did not realize it was $30 million.
I was busting
fucking
his balls.
A, bravo.
We were busting his balls on radio saying 24 million, and he calls. He's like, well, first things first, it was 30.
Isn't that 30 million?
He said he had a moment where he was out to dinner with his father, and he was like, geez, Dad, like, I'm really not holding up my end of the bargain here. I'm having such a terrible season. Should I, like, give some of the money back? He said his dad was like, are you fucking crazy? He goes, would they give you money back if you were playing better? I don't think so.
Right.
But yeah, he stole $30 million. So
that's he always like thanks Sidney Crosby and stuff like that. I did not realize to the extent the thanks had to go.
Somebody said that, you know, the one man that you owe everything to should be on your bag.
Well,
Crosby.
Well, how many years was it?
I don't know.
Too many?
Yeah.
Fucking guy.
Like,
I mean, in hockey, 30 is a big fucking
deal. I know,
deal.
We just gave, I think the Bruins signed Marchand to 6 or 6?
I'm guessing 6. Six like, I feel like $5 million a year for 6 years.
Ooh, wait, good for you, bud. Yeah, man. Good for you.
He was drafted, what, 5th overall, as
he
said
he's
in his
blog? Yeah, 5th overall. He had some lines
good
in there.
Good for Whitney. I mean, that's going to be one of the all-time Barstool events. So, any time frame?
That's going to be a monster.
You know, like, obviously, you said you got to find the right course,
we've
talking
had, like people calling
in
the next
month or two, I would say. Yeah, within a couple months.
All right.
Get it going, especially up here in the Northeast.
Punk tickets on sale.
Punk is on sale. House of Blues in Boston, September
20th.
So you can get your tickets now. Based on the Twitter response, obviously the second time around, now that people know that Punk's legit and the show's a good time, people are already tweeting out like tickets, pictures of their receipts and whatnot. So tickets are flying. House of Blues in Boston, September 20th.
Night. That is going to be an event.
It was one of the more fun nights in recent memory.
It really was.
And House of Blues is... like double the size?
House of Blues is chaos. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so.
We've done a handful
We've done the Blackout Tour there. We're
handful of Blackout shows there, yep.
All right, get your tickets, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.